Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Well, it is matching home with the ball to start this second quarter as they lead 15-4. Paragould will start off with an early 1-0 lead, but the Bombers reeled off 11 straight after that, so they have really taken control since then. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. He has between the circles, throws over to Piers on the right side. Paragould once again in a man-to-man defense, up top to Cruz, over to Bashirs. Now Benton has it on the left wing. Cross court to Bashirs in the right corner. His jumper will not go. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He puts it back up off the glass. Can't get the foul to go. But Jones with another offensive board. He gets it back up and in. Matt Jones with 4 points. 17-4, Mountain Home leading it. And back the other way, well, Mountain Home almost forced another turnover. But Paragould is able to keep possession. Here's Fisher with it in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now gives it to Doak. Now Williams has it. Now he finds Fisher going into the lane. Kicks it out to Treese. Priest will drill towards the paint. Now kicks it back out to Fisher. Out on the right side. Now up top to go, it goes to Williams. Over to Treese on the right. Now Williams has it up top. Over to on the left side goes to Wilmus. His three-pointer good. Wilmus with his first 3 points of the night. 17-7, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 7 minutes left of the half. Here is Benton into the front court. Gilbert will check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Benton dribbles over to the left wing. Up top now goes to Jones. Finds Cruz in the lane. And a foul's going to be called before. Nope, they're going to get Cruz for the offensive foul. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. And there's sixth turnover tonight. Cruz is going to take a seat with his second foul as he's replaced by Colton Peters. Or, I'm sorry, by White. By Wyatt Gilbert. Here is Williams in the front court. Throws it to Wilmus. Wilmus dribbles to the left side. Now down to the corner. Kicks out to Doak. Doak going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Cole Doak with 5 points. Mountain Home's lead cut back to single digits. 17-9 our score. A little over 6 minutes left to play in the half. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, but they're going to wave off the basket, an offensive foul away from the ball. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five, against the Bombers, and their seventh turnover of the night. Jeff Hodges checking in the game for the first time tonight, replacing Matt Jones. Hodges, a 6'6 junior. 17-9, Bombers leading it. Less than 6 minutes left of the half. Here's Wilmus into the front court. Finds Treese at the left elbow. His pass was knocked away. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Paragould inbounding with 5:47 left of the half. Wilmus inbounds it to Williams. Williams dribbles up between the circles. He has the ball knocked away from him. His pocket picked by Talon Benton, who's going back the other way for the easy layup. Good. Ninth turnover against Paragould, and for Talon Benton, he now has 6 points. 19-9, Bombers leading it. 5:27 left of the half. Here is Doak with the ball on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton. He's quickly into the front court for the Bombers. Now slows it up a little bit. Throws it to Peters, who's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 5 points. 21-9, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 5 minutes left out of the half. Here is Treese with the ball at the top for the Rams. Throws it over to Doak on the left side. Back up top to Treese. He takes the screen. Now throws over to Fisher on the left side. Back up top to Treese. And now Treese dribbles to the right side. Throws it up top to Wilmus. Back to Treese on the right. His three-pointer will not go. Ball knocked around and the rebound controlled by Williams. And Paragould will keep possession. Wilmus has it, now throws over to Treese on the right. Back up top to Wilmus, over to Williams now. Now Doak has it up top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Cole Doak now with 8 points. 21-12, Mountain Home lead. Cut back to single digits. 4:20 left of the half. Here's Pierce with the ball on the right side. He's going into the lane for another layup. Good. 7 points for Colton Peters. 23-12, Mountain Home leading it. 4:10 left of the half. Treason to the front court. Throws over to Williams on the right side. Mountain Home in a man-to-man, by the way. Here is Doak with it. Now throws it to Treese. Now Fisher has it near the top. Over to Wilmus. Down to Treese near the left corner. Now back to Wilmus on the wing. Williams has it now up at the top. Now Wilmus over on the right side. Still over 3.5 minutes. Wilmus is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Talon Benton. And back come the Bombers. Benton walks the ball into the front court. Actually, he'll give it to Gilbert, who will cross the timeline with it. Gilbert has it between the circles. Throws it over to Bashir's on the left side. Tries to give it. He does give it to Peters in the lane. He was cut, and he's tied up trying to go up for the layup. And it will be Perigold's basketball in the possession arrow. That will be the eighth turnover against Mountain Home. The 3:16 left to play in the first half. Well, Nathan Lear checks back into the game for Perigold, replacing Bryce Fisher. Lear has it up the top. Another offensive foul called on Perigold away from the ball. Jonah Treese picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Rams and their 10th turnover of the night. It's a little over 3 minutes left of the half. Mounts home with the ball back, leading by 11. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Takes a screen from Bashir's, throws it up top to Hodges. Hodges throws it over to Peters on the right side. Peters going into the lane, now kicks out to Wyatt Gilbert in the left wing. His three-pointer, good! Wyatt Gilbert with 9 points, all from behind the arc. 26-12, Perigold, Mountain Home leading Perigold with 2:40 left in the half. Here is Treese with the ball up the top. Over to Doak on the left side. He'll take the screen from Treese. Now kicks it back to Treese out on the left side. Up top now to Wilmus. Over to Williams now. Williams has it between the circles. Over to Treese on the left wing. Up top to Wilmus. Finds Lear on the right side. Lear has the ball knocked away, and they're going to call a foul. A technical foul, I believe, on Perigold head coach Ben Lindsay. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Perigold head coach Ben Lindsay gets called for the technical foul. Or are they? So now they're discussing it. And I think it's Bounce Home supposed to be shooting, aren't they? What is? I'm not sure. Okay, now it is. All right. So Ben Lindsay gets called for the technical foul, and that will count as the seventh team foul against Perigold 2. It will be Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line, and plus Mountain Home will get the ball back after the free throws with 2:20 left to the half. First shot for Gilbert, good. He's now double figures, and he's got one more free throw coming. Second shot for Gilbert, good. Gets both free throws. Those were his first attempts of the night. He now has 11 points, and it's 28-12. Mountain Home leading Perigold with 2:20 left to the half. Gilbert will inbound the ball on the near sideline. He gets it into Talon Benton. We are back underway. Here is Peters with the ball on the right side, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left wing. He tries to do an alley-oop pass to Hodges. Hodges does secure it, but does not try to go for the shot attempt, which was a good move by him. But the shot by Mounts Home, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Perigold. Here is Doak with it, throws it up top to Treese. Less than 2 minutes left of the half. It's a 16-point Mounts Home lead. Here is Doak with the ball near the free throw line for the jumper. It rolls around, will not go, and the rebound controlled by Hodges, and back come the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right wing. Throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left side. He dribbles to the corner, takes the screen from Cruz, goes back to the wing, throws up top to Hodges, tries to give it to Cruz. Looks like a foul is going to be called Well, an offensive foul on Luke Cruz. That is his third personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home, and their ninth turnover of the night. Hunter Bashirs will check in for Mountain Home in the next available time. Here is Wilmus throwing it to Lear. Back to Wilmus. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Hunter Wilmus with 6 points, all from behind the arc. Lower mid, let's play in this first half. Mountain Home leading 28-15. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers, drills to the left wing. Now he's going into the lane for the layup, hits the side of the backboard, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Perigo, but Mountain Home comes up with a steal in the backcourt. Ball goes up top to Luke Cruz, and he puts up the three-pointer, good. Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night, 31-15, Mountain Home on top, 40 seconds left of the half. Wilmus into the front court, throws over to Lear. That ball goes down in the paint to a cutting Cole Doak. He gets the layup good. He now has 8 points. I'm sorry, he now has 10 points. 31-17, Mount Home leading it. 19 seconds left, and Mount Home, I believe, is going to hold for the last shot of the half. Gilbert with the ball near just inside the half-court stripe. 10 seconds. Here's Benton with it now. 8 seconds. Benton has the ball at the top, drills to the left side, gives it to Peters, 4 seconds. They're going to have to hurry up and put the shot. Benton's going to have to try to put up the shot. They were not aware how much time was on the clock, and they do not get a shot off before the buzzer. So we have reached the end of the first half. Our score, after two quarters of play, Mountain Home leading Perry Gould 31-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
All right, Peloton, keep it going. Thanks for riding with me today. You're halfway through this 30-minute hip-hop ride. Double your money and make a stack. For all my first-time Peloton riders, how far will you go this year? Remember, your finish line is just the beginning. Get after it.
Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.